The community lined up on a warm, sunny afternoon to mingle with state officials, but also for the free food, hot dogs, salmon, and locally made ice cream. Governor Walker was dressed for the occasion.
I'm wearing my cook outfit, my apron, my governor's picnic apron, and it's the third time I've worn this outfit.
He says it can be tough doing double duty, serving the public fillets of fish and being a politician.
My problem is this. I like to shake hands and say hello to people, and when I have to wear a plastic glove, and I take it off, put it back on, take it off, put it back on.
Brenda Calkins and her daughter are waiting in line. They're inching closer to the governor, but not sure what they'll say when he serves them a piece of salmon.
I might have to think up a question in like 2 seconds. Yeah.
In years past, the governor's picnic has been held at Sandy Beach. This year, it's on the UAS campus to highlight education and kids' activities. A fire truck is parked nearby for children to hop on board. And like the food, there's a line for that too.
As soon as someone else leaves, he can get up in there. I just want to make sure there's enough seats.
Volunteer firefighter Stephen Anderson is making sure everything runs smoothly.
So you have a super important job.
Yeah, well, no, like I said, I've been doing about 5 years. As much as I can, I come out to the community events.
Well, I mean, this is important. You don't want kids to fall out of the fire truck.
Oh, yeah, of course. That's why I've got at least one guy on each side whenever I do this, just because I definitely don't want anything to happen to anybody.
And I've been asking everyone, if you were governor for the day, what would you do?
Kick back in the mansion. I mean, I don't know much about politics, so I don't think I can change much in a day, so. But governor for a day, I'd hang out in the mansion. Never been in there.
After thinking about it a few seconds, he says he'd work on increasing the firefighters' budget. At the event, the Thunder Mountain High School football team is also helping out.
Just kind of picking up trash, handing out flyers, and at one point we were helping people find a place to park.
Left tackle Josh Quinto has his own ideas about what he'd do if he was governor. It involves more community events.
Maybe throw a big party? I'd have different music every day, maybe some rock, country occasionally, some random stuff like Fall Out Boy or Nickelback, I guess. Definitely not the same food. Maybe other than salmon, I don't know, like halibut? Fish and chips, those are always good.
Picnic-goers lounge on a half-moon concrete bench, scraping food off plates and watching people play cornhole. And Dwellum Fanta is watching the fun. He travels for work with Delta Airlines.
I'm originally from Ethiopia, so I migrated to U.S. and I lived in different state, but this is my first time. The governor invited everybody and having a good time.
I ask, what would he do as governor?
If I'm a governor today?
Just for a day.
Just for a day? Serve the people like this, you know. It would be a great opportunity, you know, to show you care about the people.
From everyone, there was a variety of unique responses.
Governor for a day. Let's see.
Do a dog race.
I'd build a gas line.
I would have more things like this, especially, and make sure that it's sunny out.
I didn't know you could make it sunny if you were governor. That's pretty awesome.
Some governors think so.
I catch up with Brenda Calkins and her daughter from before as they make it through the end of the food line. Unfortunately, Governor Walker ducked out for a photo op with a costume bear, but First Lady Donna Walker is still there.
And so it looks like you guys didn't get to talk to Governor Walker, but you got to talk to someone else.
Yes, we did. She was very nice.
Did you guys have any pressing questions for her?
What her husband looked like?
Oh, no. I didn't know it was the First Lady.
Which is what the governor's picnic is all about, getting to know your officials. In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.